It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Holy crap, we've done two episodes now in a row. In a row! After, like, nearly...
We're not
done. Okay, thank you.
We've started two in a row.
Thank you, Mr. Defeatist. So you're saying we might not finish.
You're counting chickens, man, before they've hatched.
Shithead.
I don't know what's going to happen. We could lose power.
Anything is possible.
That's right.
You're right, but I'm tired of your attitude already. Isn't that
we could have the rapture.
I wondered what... We took, like, more than a year off, and you're back giving me shit.
I haven't seen you in a while, so...
That's true.
There's a lot of shit built up to give you.
You saw me on Wednesday.
That's not really the same, though.
No, because you were working.
Right.
But you know what sucks? And here, let me kill this. Why don't you tell a short story while I kill this?
I don't have any stories.
I know, you don't. You never do. It's
He's
weird.
Like AJ.
Yeah, he is like AJ. We'll get to that here in a second. This is Derek Knight from SetUpCheese.com. Colin Burton from FizzlingPop.com.
Hi,
again.
Everybody.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Hello.
Justin Carmichael, the Jew Wario, who's big in Japan.
Hey.
And we have a special celebrity interview today. It's making a face like, I'm a celebrity?
I'll take it.
Yeah, Jason Ozant of RedRumRadio.com is what it's called, or is it just Red Rum Radio?
That's correct. It's RedRumRadio.com.
RedRumRadio.com. He is what's called a heavy metal DJ. And he plays heavy metal musics for the kids to listen to. And apparently you're in the... Your little station. That's not sound like Justin's grandmother. Your little videos that you do. So your station is like in the top 10 on Live 365 for metal stations. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's a big deal to me. I listened. I had the privilege of listening to one of his live shows. You only do one live show a week, right?
That's right. I think a little more than that would be a little too much. I'll spare everybody that.
So. Okay. But I had the privilege of listening to one of the shows, and it was phenomenal. It was just really good radio. And you were doing it with that guy from Brazil?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Adriano.
Adriano. And every time I hear Adrian, I'm like, it sounds like a chick's name. I don't get So anyway, why don't you tell the listener, the one listener that we have, about what you do. This little hobby that you have, as your grandmother might say, your little hobby, your little radio hobby.
Tell you about my little hobby. Okay. it's been a marathon rather than a sprint from the beginning.
Okay.
Just beginning from 1999.
Wow. So you were on the forefront of this kind of thing.
In its infancy.
Yeah.
And I mean, literally the first broadcasts I ever did were they were free to do back then. Just simply sign up and do your own thing. It was a hodgepodge of really crazy stuff. I mean, it was more me trying to just throw out whatever my music is. I quickly learned that format doesn't work so well. It's really not good when you got like Weird Al Yankovic right next to Slayer. So
I don't mind it so much, but I guess you're right. You gotta kind of find that happy medium.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect for me, but didn't help with the listeners so much. But you know, it's kind of my release. You know, especially getting behind the mics on the Saturday nights. It's kind of like that's my therapy. I get up there and I get to be totally immature for 3 hours, and I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, we have no idea what that's like.
No.
None whatsoever. None. We can't even identify with that.
No.
So, and actually, I knew Jason when we were both in high school, and he went to a different high school than I did, and not a good one either. So I won't impugn you for that.
We're so lucky your wife's not here.
I know. My wife went to Sierra.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I know. I was like, Jason Ozanska, but I know that name. I was like, well, you were a freshman when he was a senior, I guess, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, again, that makes us not only, it dates us and makes us old. Because
had to bring that up.
Yeah. It's been almost 20 years since we graduated high school, but we were in this area vocational program. And I know that sounds like work release, but it's not. It's this thing where high school kids get to go to the college, Pikes Peak Community College, which is like the JV of colleges for like a half a day. You haven't even graduated. All right. You're like one credit short from freaking graduating. You're not on your way.
Right,
you're never going.
Exam.
No, you're never going to get your degree in broadcasting.
No, not in broadcasting.
You're
no.
never going to get your degree. So just, you know
not
what? Cram it.
Fine.
So anyway, we knew each other a long time ago, and then through the magic of Facebook, which is amazing if you want to connect with people that you once knew. I got. I just woke up one day. I was like, what are some of those names that I used to say like 20 years ago? Oh, Zant. I did a search and there he was.
You know what's funny about that is that's what everybody's like. I can't find anybody else, but everybody finds me. I guess there's just not a lot of Ozants in the world.
Well, it's easy to spell. It's spelled just like it sounds and you're there. Yeah, I've actually found a lot of people have found me and I'm looking at it going, I don't even remember this person.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that
half
too.
Of that is like, really? I didn't even talk to this person. Why do they want to be friends? I was like, no.
You're such a social person.
I've got like almost 300 friends, and I do the air quotes with friends on Facebook, and I interact with maybe 10% of those people. And a lot of them, I mean, and it really has to be bad for me to deny, because I usually just like, okay. What's it gonna hurt? Yeah. So I just accept friends. So I've got this long. It takes me like 2 days to go through like all the updates and all the stupid farm town crap and all the stupid. I found mystery eggs on my farm. I don't care. You know what? If that's all you do with Facebook, Jesus Christ, take the knife and it's down the street, not across. Cut the wrists. Just cut them. End it. I don't want to see those goddamn updates. And I'm not looking at you specifically, even though I'm looking at you. Because, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm not specifically looking at you. It's because you actually have status updates.
I do.
You interact.
Yes.
You play the movie quote game. Yes. There are people on my Facebook who do nothing. They don't even update their status. Their status is blank. All they do is they play those stupid games.
So I don't even do that.
Well, you're a recluse. I mean, the fact that you're wearing clothes today is just boggles my mind, because you actually had to go out of the house.
Yeah. And the concept that a Facebook recluse in and of itself is kind of funny.
It is. Yeah.
I'm going to put my name out there, but run.
Well, actually, there is one guy on my Facebook. His name is Jonathan something. And I think that's probably him. I swear to God, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll listen to this. So you are a freak, dude. But that's how I picture him. This guy that never leaves the house and just watches TV all day. It freaks me out. I don't even know him. You know, it's one of those, I got the request. I'm like, I don't even know this guy, but okay.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, back to your gig. Back to this Red Rum Radio. Red Rum Radio is hitting big. You're hitting your stride, or at least you probably hit your stride years ago.
That is so nice.
I don't know. I'm just, you probably hit your stride and now you're
now it's
just
all downhill.
Well, no, it's not downhill. You should listen to his show on Saturday nights. He does a live show at redrumradio.com and it's right. Really good radio. So tell us how you and Adriano got hooked up.
Gosh, that was again in its infancy. The guy was doing his own thing back when you could do the thing for free on Live 365.
Yeah,
and he just. I got an email one day saying, hey, man, like your show. And this is at a point where I'm like, somebody's listening?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Isn't that the greatest thing ever? And Justin knows, because he does these little videos that people all over the world now. And it's just the greatest feeling when it's like, wait, I thought I was doing this to amuse myself.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. And you know, he was like, I'm doing this thing too. I'm going to give it a shot. So I tune in and here's this, you know, and he'll probably hear this podcast, but he gets the joke.
Good. Because I'm about to do an impression of him.
Squeaky voice with a very thick accent that, and for some, it sucked me in. It was just amazing.
Hi, Justin.
There you go.
I got to do a Spanish accent. Hello, Justin. I'm Adriano. I am going to be your co-host for the show, man.
Adriano, I didn't set this up.
Hi, Adriano. You're the man.
So anyway, yeah, I spent money on this thing. I got to use it.
Got to use it. But no, you know, and over the years, he had his own station. I had mine. But as we kind of developed into it developed into a longstanding, long distance friendship. I mean, he lives in Brasilia, Brazil.
And, yeah. So does he Skype in for the show?
Yep. Sure does. Wonderful tool. That
isn't it?
Skype is amazing.
Because he's such a recluse, and I am pointing to Colin. That's how we used to do the show.
Oh, really?
He just would not come over, so we just Skype it.
How far from here do you live?
About 20 minutes.
In Colorado Springs.
If you're in Brazil, like...
I know, right?
I have things to do.
Like, sit around naked and watch TV.
No.
Does he ever sit around in his underwear and watch TV?
No. The kids are always there.
Oh, that's right. You wouldn't want to
that's the other thing.
Completely traumatize the children.
You would do shows, but you didn't necessarily want the kids over. So that was your punishment.
Remember, at the one time, your child was tray destructive, just like mine is now.
Exactly. See? enjoying it.
Boy, it's tough. So you got hooked up with Adriano. He's now Skyping in for your shows.
Yeah, and he does his own show too. I should mention that.
Okay.
Also on Saturday nights, Brazil Cast Live. That would be at 4 p.m. Pacific and 7 p.m. Eastern. So check it out. But we just kind of collaborated on it and decided, you know, this is what we're going to do. Like you said, it is a metal station.
Yeah.
The rest of the week, Saturday nights, the gloves come off. There's no format. There's nothing.
Oh, that's cool.
Just anything.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I checked it out. I saw Red Run Radio heavy metal thing, and I was like, and so I expected like the show to be all metal, and that was probably what completely surprised me was that it was so loose, and there was just nothing. There was no format whatsoever, and I just absolutely loved it. Hi, Max.
Hi, baby.
Hi, buddy. Bye. He saw Justin. That was it. Bye. Yeah,
my son is deathly afraid of him. And I don't know why. Yeah, I mean, is he at all intimidating? None, not whatsoever.
No.
Hey, I'm sitting in a room with people that I've never met and haven't seen in 20 years.
So. I know. So you're sitting in the corner going, they've trapped me. They have put me in the corner and they've trapped me.
I am in the corner too.
That's right.
There's no escape.
Yeah. No. I mean, nobody puts baby in the corner, but we can put Jason in the corner and everything's okay. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
Hey, Heather. Jason was aunt. Jason was aunt, my wife.
Hi.
Hi.
Freshman when you were a senior, I assume.
Yeah.
Class of 95?
Six.
96.
So maybe not.
What class?
92.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because we weren't like your school, you know.
I know.
With the 3 years.
They do that now, though.
Yeah. Apparently
he's just going. Okay, where were we?
He's getting it himself.
Yes, he is, actually.
Where were we? Where did I leave off?
I wasn't listening.
Metal. Metal and on the weekends.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So you throw the format completely out the window and it's cool.
Yeah. And it's a lot of audience participation too through Skype.
Yeah.
You know, obviously we have a call-in number.
Yep.
We encourage people to get in on the Skype chat room. And one of the highlights of the show is basically the last hour of it. I let the audience take over. It's all your requests, no matter how obscure.
Wow.
No matter how obscure, if you've got it.
Even at that, there's the miracles of Rhapsody that can connect to me.
Okay, all right.
So, but yeah, through that, we have had a few, I guess you could say, real turds that have made legends. On that. There's a guy out there that will not let David Hasselhoff go. Yes, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, no.
His appearance. He's reared his ugly head on my show, and he's become, I would say, part of the culture. In fact, I've actually gotten to a point where I think it would be the best thing ever if I could get David Hasselhoff himself to do a sweeper for this station. So,
well, you know,
I've made it then.
I've actually just look around. Because I've actually gotten some of the best interviews just saying, okay, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
I emailed Carl Gardner, who is the lead singer of the Coasters.
Yeah.
I emailed his wife and said, can I interview your husband? Sure. And
she
so,
makes the decisions, huh?
Well, she's she's his manager, and so on the phone with my idol, I mean a legend, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and it's like talking to your grandfather. So, Derek, how's the weather where you are? I'm like, holy shit, I'm talking to Carl Gardner, and he's asking me about he's using my name. So yeah, just email him, email Hasselhoff, or find out how to get in touch with him and say, hey, huge fan.
Yeah, obviously.
You're, I have a show. You're kind of a running joke on my show.
That's what you want to say.
But some people are into that. You know, they dig that.
That's true. He does seem to revel in his
coin. I guarantee Chuck Norris would do it.
You think?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
William Shatner would do it.
Shatner would do it in
Shatner's
a heartbeat.
Shatner's a whore. Are you kidding?
Funny enough, another one that has made himself a legend on our show, too. His rendition of Rocket Man.
I'm a little more partial to his version of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. But, it's all bad.
No, his album that came out with Ben Folds was really, really good.
Well, I'm talking about the old transformed man.
The classic
stuff. Back when he was still taking himself
even slightly seriously. Which it's awesome now that he's like, he gets the joke. It's like, I get it. I'm gonna caricature myself.
Roll with
fine.
This.
It's like Adam West.
Yep.
If you can make your money.
You could get Adam West.
You could get Adam West. You could totally get Adam West. But yeah, I've got some of my best interviews just emailing people, and sometimes I'm just shocked at who says, okay, because
it's worth a try.
Well, and maybe, you know, I mean, because it is, we got like one listener and we do this to amuse ourselves. And I'm thinking maybe that's more why people say yes. It's like, well, what can it hurt?
Nobody's going to hear this.
No, it's like, I could say anything I want. And I mean, nobody's, but the great thing is when you do interview somebody who people know, your search hits go up and you start seeing, okay, yeah, people are finding it. They're going to be pissed. They're going to be so pissed at me because I guaranteed nobody was going to hear it.
Bait and switch.
And totally. But, you know, I can't guarantee. It's on the internet, for Christ's sake. The interwebs. Everybody can get a hold of the stuff that's on the interwebs. Even you.
Yeah. Of course I can. That's what I do.
You're supposed to, like, say stuff. Remember how we're just trying to do the show like it's live now?
Yeah.
And you're not.
I do remember. I'm sorry. Why don't you go to Justin? He looks like he's ready to say something.
No, I'm just Toastmasters.
So why don't you tell us other than the Red Rum Radio, why don't you tell us some of the stuff that you do?
Oh,
you lived in Austin, the live music capital of the world, for a while, right?
Yeah.
And you were part of a band, right?
I was.
Yeah.
I
okay. Was. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? That's compelling. That's interesting. You want to know about that?
Of course I do.
Listener wants to know about it.
Let's open that wound. No, actually, in seriousness, that's one of the best times of my life. It was a bitter breakup with the band, ultimately, in the end.
As they usually are, right?
Yeah. You know, the old cliche, artistic differences had their role in it, you know. Yeah. So,
what was the name of the band?
The name of the band was Amariz. It was, again, another eclectic mix of just different backgrounds in music, kind of collaborating and making things happen, you know. And it was a good time. We actually got our start here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, if we're going to make anything of ourselves, we got to go someplace to where there's actually a music scene.
Right.
So, Seattle.
Seattle was on the list, but Austin, for some reason, everybody was just like, that's where we got to go. So,
strangely enough, Justin, live music capital of the world. Can you believe it?
It is amazing. Austin, really? There. Yeah. It is amazing there. I mean, any given day of the week, you'll find, you know, you'll be lucky to find two or three live bands anywhere here in Colorado Springs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see a list of, you know, 50. Yeah. At different venues all throughout the town.
And pardon my ignorance, isn't that where South by Southwest is held?
It absolutely is.
Okay.
Big music festival. That's where, you know, basically famed Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, got his statue down by the river down there. That's pretty awesome. We went through our trials and tribulations down there. We did our best to try to get up there. But it was ultimately, I think it just reached a point where we're like, you know, we're kind of done with this. We've taken it as far as we are. We stepped away, but it's good times. It was fun times.
Yeah. And you do what in the band?
I'm the drummer.
You drum?
Yeah. I like to beat off.
You drum?
Yes.
Do you think you could drum with a sheet on your head?
A sheet on my head?
You see the Jesus. Happiest glow from your head.
The plan comes together.
He's a drummer.
He's totally lost.
He's a drummer and he's eclectic.
Mm-hmm. You have a chance.
What's the name of this band? The Klansmen or
the Klansmen?
No. Once a year, I do this stupid thing called the Spooky Singing Ghost and His Disembodied Band.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have a drummer.
Well, now you do.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Hey, where's the thing that's like a big yay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, yeah, right around Halloween, I'll hit you up.
All right.
And I had a wonderful guitarist who recently had a stroke, so I might have to find a new guitarist.
Uh-oh.
Terry had a stroke.
Oh, no. That's why he wasn't on Facebook for so long.
Yeah.
But, we were worried.
Yeah. I was worried too. And then he had a stroke. A wonderful bass guitarist who's blind. So he can wear the sheet that doesn't really affect him. But
doesn't know the difference.
No, he has no clue. And doesn't bump into anything. It's amazing. It's got like sonar. So
it's Daredevil.
Yeah. So it's we learn. I make them learn two songs every year.
Two songs?
Just two songs.
Making it easy on them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. See, easy.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, he's only got 5 minutes.
So. Yeah. It's it happens at this open stage thing in Denver called Freak Train, and it's 5 static minutes. No leeway on the 5 minutes.
You can do whatever you want for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Anything.
I've caught a bullet on stage there. I've done really bad stand-up comedy there. And done the Spooky Singing Ghost and His Disembodied Band act a few times. And
sounds like fun.
It is. See, it's fun, Colin.
That's what I've heard.
he's got the stage.
I've got bad stage fright.
Yeah, I know. Oh, look at him.
No, so, I'm down for anything. My wife always says that I collect hobbies, and I can't even keep up with all of them. So, but yeah, you were asking me what I do other than that. Yeah, that's I'm a musician, quasi artist. It's kind of faded away. I certainly don't have the skills that I used to in that matter. But you know, pretty much radio, music, and golf.
Golf. You golf now.
I golf.
Well then.
No. Well, hack. But
you'd fit right in.
Oh, good.
Well, I mean, you know, my dad actually was a PGA professional, which is one of the reasons.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a Class A for a while, which is one of the reasons that I don't really like playing with him. But,
because he's probably trying to teach you through the whole game, right?
He deemed me unteachable years and years ago, so he just makes fun of me. But everybody else, he helps them out and teaches them. But I am unteachable. I have to admit.
He golfs the way he wants to golf, and that's it.
Yeah, just try to pound the crap out of it. So you've been married for how long?
Wow, it was 15 years this last.
Wow, congratulations! Yeah. And how many kids?
Three.
Three kids.
Wow. A whole herd.
Jeez, yeah. And what is so outside of this radio and outside of being the talented drummer that you must be? What do you do for a living? What do you do that allows you to make the money to actually pay to put on Red Rum Radio? Because you actually do have to pay.
I have to pay
to put on Red Rum Radio. This.
Yeah, I actually work for one of the bigger wireless companies. Should I say the name?
I don't. Again, nobody's going to hear it.
That's true. I work for Verizon Wireless.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to offend one of our sponsors because we don't have
it. We're unsponsorable.
So you work for Verizon Wireless as what?
That's a loaded question. It's hard
to describe. He's got one of those jobs that you don't want to look at too closely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to sell myself out here. Basically, there's two channels. I'll try to make this as short as possible because it can't possibly be interesting. But
you'd be surprised.
But
there's like two people out there going, I do too.
Yeah. Of course, the retail channel, which is the stores owned by Verizon Wireless. And then you have your indirect channel, which is places like Walmart's, Best Buy's, and you know, these mom and pop shops that also sell Verizon. Well, somebody has to be their representative, go around, make sure they're trained on the products, and you know, just basically making sure that they're living up to the Verizon name. So that's what I do. I travel a lot and police. I guess.
So you're the cops of Verizon Wireless. Nice. So if they see Jason Gozant coming, then it's head busting time. Heads will roll.
Yeah. Here comes the heat. Jesus. Nice.
Jesus, guys, it's
straighten
the
up, straighten up. Here he comes.
Right. Where's that? There we go. I loaded it because you told me to.
Right.
I know. It's like instant gratification.
I'm the boss of you.
You have instant gratification on your show. I have instant gratification with people request sound effects.
That's like that same scream that's in every movie ever
made. It's the Wilhelm scream. Yeah. I love the Wilhelm scream, and it's every single movie ever made. And. Yeah, there you go. I got at least hit the sound effects four or five times because it's. I need this one.
It's required by contract.
I need this one for me.
Just shut the fuck up and get a job.
Yeah, because I.
That's your motivation.
That is my motivation to finally find a job. But it's been wow. We won't go into that. We already went into that in the first show.
Slightly, yeah, but that's all right. No point in dwelling on the depressing.
No. Let's
happy see. Times.
It is. It's happy times because we have a celebrity guest that came all the way from the ritzy part of Pueblo.
You know, I'm gonna go with that. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
I'll embrace it.
You
now,
can put it on your resume. You can have business cards made. Jason Ozant, celebrity guest.
Where's my goddamn entourage?
I know. Well, you could have. Yeah, you should have brought your herd up with you, and then they could have pretended to be your the people that tend
I thought
to
you. My green room request specifically said I wanted a gourmet cheese tray. Damn
it. We have pizza. If you want some pizza.
And that's about as close
it's
to
only
no.
a day old.
and of course Max is I'm actually happy that Max makes noise now because the last time we did the podcast, he wasn't you wouldn't perform you.
Well, because it was me, I was in the room. And
that's true. Scared. At the time you were deathly afraid of him.
Yes.
And
he was a baby. I'm scared of babies.
irrational
shake
fears.
A baby at him, just freak
do
out.
Do you have an irrational fear?
Irrational fear?
Yeah, any irrational fear. Like, she's afraid of clowns. Like
And spontaneous human combustion.
And spontaneous human combustion. Justin's afraid of babies. Colin is afraid of the stage.
Public speaking.
I am actually dangerously fearless. I don't fear death. Do you fear death? No. And what are you irrationally afraid of?
Anything with more than four legs.
So any bug of any kind.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Or
and the occasional sheep.
Or Shiva.
That hurts you.
The goddess Shiva. Well, no, she's got extra arms. So is it any extra appendage or just legs?
Extra womp ass arms.
That's
twice as scary.
That is twice as scary because you can't escape. That's like the dream that your mother had on Beaten Day. Like if you were bad, she wanted to be Shiva so she could whip your ass even harder for whatever it is you did. Of course, I don't know. My mom beat my ass when I did stuff wrong. How about yours?
Oh, of course.
We come from that generation that was still okay.
I did not grow up in the politically correct era.
Yeah, I know. Although we were right on the cusp.
I know.
It's like, what has happened since then that, you know, we can't even like touch someone or look at somebody funny without, it's like a completely
harassment.
Exactly. What is that? That used to just be fun, and now everything's just harassment.
He looked at me wrong. It was a hate crime.
He did, exactly. He knew I was Jewish. That's why he looked at me. Damn it! If I had known, I wouldn't looked at you. But it's strange. We live in such a pansy-ass society.
Yeah.
So but happy.
I was offended with the
oh, the Jewish thing?
Thing. No.
Yeah. Well, as much as I've made fun of you, I know that you're either repressing your anger till one day you're going to explode on me in this windmill of destruction, or you're just a generally good-natured Jew. But you're a Scottish Jew, which
is even worse.
Which doesn't make much sense.
I rode a horse backwards for 3 days waiting for him to shoot out the penny that he ate.
Wait.
Rim shot.
There we go. There we go. I knew I had it somewhere.
I need to turn that up.
Yeah, it's not nearly loud enough.
Okay. That's better.
There we go.
Oh, and yeah, wait.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, "Hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie."
Yeah.
That was random, but you know, like I said, I just got to hit these things because I have them.
Because you have them now. You want to use them.
Yeah, it's in front of me. I have to use it. I'm like a child. I am a child.
There's never a wrong time for Cartman.
No. Well, there's never a wrong time. And I mean, anything. I mean, oh, wait.
Oh, God.
Wait. Satan.
Wait. And this thing is so fucking cool. Are you kidding me? Everybody needs one of these because... Listen to this. Suddenly I'm Darth Vader.
No.
I love that thing. It's just, it brings me great joy. I bought it the week before I kind of lost my job. And I bought it specifically for the show because I was working at an internet radio station. And Jason had actually been kind enough to listen to some of my archived shows. And asked me, so is this a repeat? You tried to listen live the one time or whatever. This is real. I was like, yeah, because I kind of lost my job. And I bought this specifically for that show. And I could still deduct it on taxes. It's okay. And then that kind of went away. I mean, it's coming back eventually, but let's just do this instead.
Okay.
Shall we? Because this is more fun.
Because I can be a part of this.
Well, you could have been a part of the other thing. You could have called
me. I was actually planning to... tell Scott that I needed time to go up.
To go up and
play. Yeah, do a show once a week. That would be part of my whole. And then you went ahead and
I didn't go ahead and do anything. If you want to blame anybody, blame Wells Fargo. And that's I'll say about that. Okay. Just blame Wells Fargo. Yeah, you've been listening to The Son of Cheese. Hey, wait.
Like
say something.
Choice.
Say something.
We're waiting.
No, you say something.
I am saying something.
Not enough.
What do you mean I'm not saying it?
There we go. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour.
Just want
power
to interrupt
hour.
Me?
Yeah. Well, you're not saying anything. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. The show went so, it's just so fast.
It went really fast.
Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Goodbye.
Also join us, my sister Heather from Mad at Spam.
Bye.
Justin Carmichael, the Jew Wario, big in Japan.
Shalom, my peeps.
And our celebrity guest, Jason Ozant from RedRumRadio.com. Thank you very much for joining us.
Derek, thanks for having me.
He drove all the way from the ritzy part of Pueblo. So don't forget to check out his show. He does a live show every Saturday night on RedRumRadio.com. Or for the best in metal radio, just listen to RedRumRadio.com. And also don't forget to keep listening to us, because we're going to keep doing it whether you like it or not. Right here on SonOfCheese.com.